Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Healing Hands by Shoshona. And that was not Shoshona's usual music. I am having a really, really, really difficult time getting my computer to work right. And it took me forever to get the phone to actually call in. It's just, I don't know if it's a weird energy day or what it is. But I am trying to get this all to come out right. Okay, I think I'm finally got the right screen. Okay. Yay! So here is Shoshona to tell you about herself.
Hello there, Barbara.
Hello, Shoshona. I tell you, it's been interesting. For the last hour, I couldn't get Blog Talk to work right. I had to restart my phone. The internet's being weird. The phone's being weird. Everything's being weird.
There you go. So...
But well, it's all working now.
Yeah, well, that's good. We're on the air, so this is good. So so I'm here to talk about energy healing and the emotion code therapy. And it is just the most profound technique that I have found. If I don't do this in a day, I truly feel it. The new technique that I'm putting out there or whatever, it is just, like I said, profound. It's, it just does more for me than I have ever found in my life. And I hope that people realize by me coming on the air and saying this, that this comes from my heart. It all comes down to suffering. How much have you suffered in your lifetime, right? We're all trained to suffer. That's, you know, and you may not let it out and live it or whatever, but... It's in you. It's trapped somewhere in you. Unless you are totally a resilient person and you let everything that happens to you bounce off of you. Which most people, they penetrate it and they move on. So so much of our suffering is due to negative and emotional energies that have become trapped within us. And the emotion code therapy is a simple and powerful method of finding and releasing these trapped energies. Getting rid of your trapped emotions can help you to overcome obstacles from your past and bring new life into your marriage, family, and other personal relationships. So, you know, like there's just not enough good to say about this type of work And I'm not the only practitioner out there. There are other practitioners out there. If you're having problems with life, with energy, with moving forward, this is an appropriate thing to look at. It's in its infancy. I'm a pioneer. You're a pioneer, Barbara. In what energy healing is about to become, you know, it is out there to take the burden off the system, is what it is, and I feel it on myself every time I do it. I don't need a doctor, you know. Me dealing with my spirit and my soul and just my body in general or whatever takes care of every issue that I have right now. And when I need a doctor, I will go out and look for a doctor. But why be at the doctor if I don't need one, you know? So because of every ache and pain that I have in my body and whatever is going on with me, right? So on a day-to-day basis, how I feel when I get up in the morning. If I'm down, I'm picking up my pendulum and I'm doing this work on myself to bring myself back up. So anyhow, do we have any callers today?
We have 3 so far.
Perfect.
So if you're ready, we can start working.
Yeah, I'm ready anytime. Are you ready with the music?
I think it's going to work.
Okay.
Keep your fingers
crossed.
We'll
try. All righty.
Okay. Our first caller is from area code 541.
Hi.
Hi, Kat.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I had to go to the doctor's for blood work, and I would like to not have to go. You know, they always tell you all these things that are wrong, and then it's a little bit of anxiety around that.
Yeah. So what I'm working on today is the spirit.
Okay.
So when Barbara plays the music, I'll be releasing the spirit to the music, just seeing what we come out with from the spirit directly.
Okay.
So anytime you're ready, Barbara. Is my name Kat? Yes.
coming right back. There's not much left you want me to. Okay. Are you well?
Thank you.
you feel, Kat? It came up threatened and insecure. And then it went to hopeful and loving, and it stuck there.
Oh, I like that. Wow.
So yeah, it was quite powerful. I could feel the energy when I was doing it.
I always feel more relaxed for sure every time.
Yeah.
It's just been, you know, I'm in and out of the emotions and the depression and the, whenever I have to go back to the doctors, it just causes so much anxiety for me, and then I don't want to listen to what they want to say to me.
Yeah. Well, and it's hard to say how you would feel about cancer unless you put yourself there, right?
Yeah.
No,
it doesn't.
So like when you get into their clutches and they start using you as a guinea pig or whatever, well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's the last thing on earth that I want to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it does have its good benefits about it too.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
So, anyhow, but, you know, so, I'm glad to hear that you feel good, because that, like I said, it was strongly on threatened. That's the first thing I went to.
Interesting.
And that's your spirit, right?
Mm. Yeah, I guess so. Threatened by the things that are happening, threatened by the doctor. I feel like
threatened by it all, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, your health, threatened by your health, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you really need to let that go. When you feel that, you need to hand it up and say, God, please take my world and all that's in it.
Okay.
Right? Try doing that strongly on yourself and see how you feel, because you're just feeding the cancer is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the negativity or whatever. Right?
Yeah.
You know, and I do it on myself when I'm in times of trouble, I always pick that route where I hand it up. And I imagine myself handing a globe up to God on my tippy toes. Right?
Okay.
God, please take my world and all that's in it. Right? Obviously, he doesn't want you yet, or you would have passed away by now.
Yeah, we have had lots of reasons, too, or issues, too.
You know.
I mean, they taught me I shouldn't be...
Yeah, you're still with us.
They said I shouldn't even be walking around at the levels that my iron keeps being at. Like, I shouldn't even be able to walk around.
Yeah.
I do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You know. So, anyhow... So, like I said, try that powerfully. Imagine yourself handing a globe up to God, to the universe or whatever. God, please take my world and all that's in it.
Okay.
Right? And and take your fear and take your worry and shove it up. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then let it go. And when you do that, you're putting it into the balloon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the balloon gets taken. So the balloon is a powerful technique where you imagine a balloon over your crown chakra, and every negative thought and every negative feeling that you have, you send it up. God, please take my world. It goes into the balloon. At nighttime when you sleep, the balloon is released. Right? A fresh one is put there in its place. You always wake up the next morning with a fresh mind. Right? Free of the rhetoric from the day before. Right?
Yeah.
You know? So I'll tell you, that is so powerful. I have gone through that process, and then about a half hour later one day, after I had a thought, I thought to myself, what was I just thinking? I couldn't remember what I was just thinking.
Wow.
Right? So that that was a very powerful moment for me in showing me that, yes, the technique actually works.
Wow.
So it's just retraining yourself. Like, if you have to say it 50 times an hour, God, please take my world. God, please take my world. Do it.
Okay.
Right.
I've been saying it, but not that much. And I've been forgetting about the globe. And I've been, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a visual, right?
Yeah.
Like taking all the stress off your body, putting it in a globe and saying, God, please take my world and all that's in it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and you know, make it a ritual where you mentally do it on yourself morning, noon, and night, right?
Okay.
For a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, it'll just become second nature and you'll just do it.
Okay.
That's how I get through all the stress in my life. I don't let anything
yeah.
get me down. And if I do, it doesn't stay there for long.
No.
So, and if I can't get through it, then I'm looking for somebody else to help me through it because I refuse to allow that type of stress to resonate inside of my body, you know?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't do good.
No,
yeah.
That's what causes cancer.
Mm-hmm.
All that negativity, that's what it causes.
Mm-hmm.
Energetically.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I heard something on Sunday that
mm-hmm.
that if you want to heal yourself, heal your spirit first. That's why I'm doing this on this show tonight.
Okay.
And that's what I'm going to focus on for a while, is healing the spirit in people. Right?
Yeah.
And then watch the changes that come through the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's what I that's your homework for you to do, is for anything that bothers you, hand it up to God. God, please take my world and all that's in it and let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, you know? I've had trouble letting things go in my life for sure.
Well, that's what I used to be like, Kat. I used to hang on to everything, you know. I have a memory like a dinosaur. I can remember everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
it seems like
anyhow.
There's triggers. There's definitely triggers that come up. But yeah, I will work more on that.
Well, the Genesis trigger, that's the one. The trigger from the very beginning. Does Kat possess the Genesis trigger? Says no, you don't.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Something good.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that I can release from Kat? Yes.
Hmm.
Okay, let's try some of these. Okay, does Kat possess lack? Yes, limitation. Yes, scarcity. Yes. Okay, can we release all lack, limitation, and scarcity onto a sterling silver platter from Kat? Yes, all lack, limitation, and scarcity. Playful. Says playful.
Playful.
Hopeful. Loving. Fulfilled. Does Kat possess lack? Yes. Limitation. Yes. Scarcity. Yes. Insecure. Mad, hurt, scared, victimized, powerless, empty, apathetic, sensitive, confident, disillusioned, hopeful. Does cat possess lack? No. Limitation? No. Scarcity? No. Does cat possess wealth? No. Abundance? No. Prosperity? No. Okay, can we release the blockages? Can we release the shroud that is blocking the wealth, abundance, and prosperity from cat? Yes. Insecure. Inferior, empty, isolated, open, loving, confident, amused, liberated, confident, confident. Confident. Does cat possess wealth? Yes. Abundance? Yes. Prosperity? Yes. How do you feel, cat?
Okay, good. That was good for you to say that. Because I kept feeling I have little bits of things happen and then still not getting ahead, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay, does cat possess the energy of fear? Yes. Okay, can we release the energy of fear? Submissive. Insecure. Rejected. Insecure. Anxious. Scared. Startled. Confused. Empty, and it's stuck on empty. You got a lot in you.
Yeah.
It comes up in layers.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
A lifetime and past lifetime, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's causing you to be sick. So what we need to do is take away all energy away from around your cancers in your body,
yes.
Your fibroids and your breast cancer. And now I'm not saying that it will heal it, but the change of energy, I'm anxious to see what the change of energy will do for you.
Okay, yes, definitely.
In any difference in your symptoms.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like I said, I'm not saying that it will heal it because I have to be very careful about claiming
that.
No,
I get that.
Right?
No, I get that.
It's all about cleansing the energy in your body. That's what it's all about. Right?
Yeah. But no,
so
I mean, to have the cancer come back twice and then have the fibroids get bigger. I mean, it's been so the last 10 years of dealing with this, if not longer with other health stuff. I definitely want
to. That's
make
what
that
I'm saying to you, Kat, is what you hang on to has an awful lot to do with the action of the cancer in your body, right?
Yeah.
The severity about how it, the path that it's following or whatever, you know.
Right.
But like I said, when I did the energy transfer on you, the first thing that came up was threatened, and it stuck there.
Wow.
So Anyhow, okay, does cat possess the energy of fear? No, it's gone.
Good.
I'm just reading these questions here. What I can do from there. Okay, is Kat in her vortex? Yes, you are. Is Kat in her sovereign vortex? Yes, you are. Is there anything with Kat's DNA that can be adjusted? No. Is there anything else that I can do on Kat? Yes. Did I pull forward a sterling silver platter for Kat? Yes. Okay. Can we take the sterling silver platter back to the time prior to Kat's past lives? Rejected. Anxious. Startled. Isolated. Apathetic. Open. Playful. Hopeful. Courageous. Inquisitive, liberated, open, sensitive, playful, hopeful, loving, liberated. Okay, is there anything else I can release from Kat? No. Okay, is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Kat? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Kat? No. Is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. My name Shoshona at 100%. Yes. Okay. Is my name Kat? No. Okay. We're disconnected now, Kat.
Thank you so, so much. I look forward to this every week.
Well, there you go. So that's what we're going to focus on for the next little while is your spirit.
Yeah.
And see what layers come up and so that I can get rid of them.
Okay, thank you so much.
And now pay attention for the next week till next Wednesday as to how you feel.
Okay.
Right? And
yeah.
Just pay attention to any differences and changes. And like I said, get in. God, please take my world.
Okay. Right? I know. I'm going to put it on that post.
Great for you. You, however it is that you think as of now, I want that to change.
Okay.
Right? So whatever it is that you're thinking or feeling, hand it up and give it to the higher.
Because okay. I do
power.
Go through all the emotions. I have hope, and then I go through getting depressed about this and that and thinking about all the things that are wrong and how am I going to possibly get through this. And
well,
I
you're
go
still
through
here.
All the spirals, you know. Yeah.
You're still here. So,
yeah,
you know, obviously you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Now I need to turn you around so that you are literally changing the way that you think from your inner core. Right?
Yeah.
When you have those internal thoughts or whatever, those are the ones that I want you to take a big, deep breath, take in a big sigh. God, please take my world and all that's in it, right?
Okay.
And just let it go, you know?
Okay.
So trust me, 6 months of doing what I'm doing, you'll be a different person.
Okay.
I've been there, done that.
Thank
right?
you so
this,
much.
This,
yeah.
This is the same, what I'm telling you to do is the same thing I did on myself.
Wow.
Right? And I am a totally different person today because of all of this. Right? So it does work. It just takes a little bit of time to implement it, a few months, and you'll be thinking differently. But it's like with every breath, God, please take my world. God, please take my world and all that's in it. You know? And do that for a while and just see how it makes you feel from your gut when when you feel the release of it leave your body, I feel like euphoric from my gut.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So anyhow. Alrighty?
All right, I'll see what happens this week. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Have a great week.
You too.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next mystery is 951. I think it is to your phone.
Hello.
Okay. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to get 951 to come in. And it's not letting go of Kat, and it's not bringing in Nathaniel.
There you go. It's being temperamental.
Apparently so. Okay, I'm not sure what it wants me to do, so I will refresh the page and see if that works. Okay, change. All right, taking everything away, so now it should bring everything back and have it work, right?
Yeah. Computers these days.
Okay, it says it's doing things, although I'm not sure what it's doing.
There you go.
So where did you find this spiritual work that you're doing now? Was it a book you were reading? Or?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, it just comes to me, Barbara. It comes through my gut. It comes through my gut. And all of a sudden, it's like I'll feel compelled to do something a certain way. And that is how I form a technique.
Ooh. Well, that's wonderful.
Right? I'm not a reader. I don't enjoy reading. I listen to audiobooks, whatever. That's how I take things in is I listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll read something on Facebook and I'll turn it into a technique or it's just fantastic. You know, I don't know what I am as far as being clairvoyant or clairaudient but it's like I hear it from the inside, from my gut.
Okay.
Right? So I don't know what that is or whatever, but so like just like Reiki,
mm-hmm.
it came to me how I was to do a Reiki session.
Uh huh.
Right, and I listen to other practitioners do it, and I'm doing it the same way they are.
Well, great.
Right? It's just that I've incorporated emotion codes with it. And everything I do, I incorporate emotion codes with it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it always comes down to me releasing trapped energy. Right? By using a chart. So,
well,
anyhow. Yeah, it's all God-given. I don't know who's guiding me or whatever. It doesn't tell me who they are. It just tells me to do things a certain way, so I do them that way. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
And then people ask, well, who are you talking to? And you're like, well, I don't know, but it never mattered.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's my only hope to be as good as you one day. You are excellent.
Oh, thank you.
I absolutely love your work.
I love it too. I think that's part of it. And I just love doing what I do. You love doing what you do. And it shows.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my passion, actually. You know, for years I was a bookkeeper, whatever. I can't even bring myself to do that type of work anymore. You know, this is where my drive, my ambition, and my passion is in helping people to change their perception so that they live the life that they want. You know?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, like you might have everything in the world you could ever want, but you're not happy. Right?
And happiness is so important.
Yeah. So, anyhow, that's the type of client I'm looking for that has everything that they could possibly want, but they're just not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
Okay, well, I'm still waiting for this computer. Ah, something's coming back now. Okay. Let's see if it does what I think it's doing. And so far it's not doing anything. It's just sitting there.
Yeah. Do we have another caller other than Nathaniel?
We did have, but they left. So I don't know what happened with them.
But there you go.
But I'm trusting that Nathaniel will come in sometime soon because I clicked his button. So.
He's a security guard. Maybe he's busy at work or something and he's listening in his down moment or whatever. So anyways, but yeah, Barbara, I find this very interesting. How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I started out to become a life coach. It's been like 15 or more years ago. And through that process, I've learned a lot of different ways to work with people, to help them to let go of beliefs and energies or whatever you want to call them. Okay, I think we have Nathaniel now. Nathaniel, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello there.
Hey, I called back in, so maybe that made it work.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Okay, now you guys can
I was talking about doing that earlier, but
yeah. Well, tonight we're working on the spirit. We're using the music, and I'm going in and I'm releasing, doing an energy transfer and releasing trapped energies towards your spirit.
Oh, great.
So I just finished doing Cat, and we had an eventful session or whatever, so now it's your turn. So, all right. So, Barbara, here, just let me tap into Nathaniel first. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? Yes, at 100%. Yes. Okay, Barbara, you can start playing the music. Can I tap into Nathaniel? How do you feel, Nathaniel? Nathaniel?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
Just kind of different. I just feel kind of different. I don't know. I feel a little woozy or something. I don't know.
Lighter.
Yeah.
I've kind of had
a packed day or so emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah, the emotions were all over the ice. It was like when I did Cat, hers came up threatened and insecure. Yours was submissive and rejection and humiliation and hurt and insecure and loving and hopeful and sensitive. Empty. So, anyhow, that's what I'm going to be focusing on in the next little while, is the spirit and making sure that the spirit is happy and clear, right?
Yeah.
And with that, then let's see how your body heals, right?
Things seem to be getting kind of better, you know. I don't have a rent payment, and I returned a couple things, and I got my $1,000 rent deposit back, and, work called today, and they wanted to know how I was. I just got a message, so I was a little nervous about that, but,
Well, that's good that things are going better for you.
Yeah, I hope they are. I'm really not feeling full-time, though, enough, and I'm just, but I don't know, maybe it's a phase, all this full moon or something going on here.
Yeah.
We're shifting into the new year and everything, so
it
may be, a big energy shift, I think we're going through anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyhow. So, yeah. All righty. Well, is my name Nathaniel?
Thanks.
Is there anything else that I can release from Nathaniel? No. Okay, is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Am I Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes. Am I Shoshona at 100%? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? No. Okay, we're disconnected.
All right, well, thanks so much, Shoshona.
Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I was sitting here talking to you, even though you couldn't hear me. Okay. Our 917 caller has called back, and then we have another caller who's called in. Do you want to continue the show? Do you want to end it now? What do you want to do?
It's up to you. Do you want to do it?
It's fine with me either way.
Okay. Well, let's end it for now.
Okay.
I got supper to cook and whatever, so... let's end it for now.
Okay, then tell people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, if anybody wants, if the two callers that that are online want to come to me for a free session, they can contact me at Shoshona Pelche. That's Shoshona Pelche, Pelletier. Or you can get a hold of me through Healing Hands by Shoshona. So like I said, the two people that are on the call, if you want to come to me for a free session, that's fine. Just contact me and let me know who you are. Say that you're from the show, and I'll be happy to do a free session on you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Shoshona. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back next and work perfectly.
Perfect. You have a great week, Barbara.
You too. Good night.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.